And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Detroit Lions. Number five, November 1st, 1987. The Broncos host the Lions in a laugher thanks to Carl Mecklenburg, who registered 9 tackles and limited Detroit to just 63 yards on the ground. Meck also had a sack with some help from fellow linebacker Ricky Hundley. John Elway ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for another, a 35-yard strike to Vance Johnson. The Broncos shut out the Lions 34-0. Number 4, September 28, 2003. Jake Plummer and the Broncos played host to the Lions at Invesco Field at Mile High, trailing 7-0 in the first quarter when Ashley Lilly makes an acrobatic, leaping 29-yard touchdown catch to tie the game at 7. In the second half, Plummer put the Broncos up for good, connecting with Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharp for the 1-yard touchdown. The Broncos went on to win 20-16. Number 3, Saturday, December 25th, 1999, Christmas Day in Detroit, as the Broncos faced the Lions in front of a national television audience. Running back Olandis Gary ran for 185 yards, en route to over 1,000 on the season, including this 45-yard touchdown run, while Brian Greasy rolled out to hit Dwayne Carswell for the 1-yard score. The Broncos defeat the Lions 17-7. Number 2, November 28, 1974. Thanksgiving Day, as the Broncos travel to snowy Tiger Stadium to take on the Lions in front of a national TV audience of 35 million. Trailing 17-10 to start the second half, head coach John Ralston with the gutsy call, having Jim Turner do an onside kick to start the half. The Lions definitely weren't expecting it, as Denver's Fran Lynch scooped up the ball and the Broncos were in business. On the ensuing drive, running back Otis Armstrong takes it for 32 of his 144 yards on the game. The Broncos were knocking on the door and punched it in from 3 yards out when Armstrong's sidekick in the backfield, John Keyworth, plunges in for the score. The Broncos would score 21 points in the third quarter and go on to win 31-27. And number 1, October 7th, 1984. The Broncos travel to Detroit and tame the Lions. The first series of the game for Denver, and they chew up 7 minutes and 40 seconds of the clock that was capped by the Sammy Winder touchdown. But the story of the game for the Broncos was the defense, which registered 7 interceptions, like this one by Carl Mecklenburg. They also recovered 4 fumbles, including this one that was forced by Lewis Wright and pounced on by Rulon Jones, who took it in for the touchdown. Later in the second, John Elway connected with favorite target Steve Watson from 42 yards out and a 21-7 first-half lead. Finally, linebacker Ken Woodard capped the scoring, picking off this Gary Danielson pass and taking it 27 yards to the house as the Broncos declawed the Lions 28-7.